It is crossover week at the Statehouse in Montpelier, a time when Vermont lawmakers scramble to finish legislation so it can move to the other chamber for consideration. If a bill does not cross over, it's unlikely to survive the session. Hearings this week included the Senate Judiciary Committee going to the Vermont Technical College to take comments on a new firearms bill. It's one of the measures that Senate Pro Tem Tim Ash is highlighting for completion this week. The Democrat progressive says the key provision in the bill is a waiting period for purchasing a firearm.
The motivating factor is recognizing that Vermont has a very specific problem, which isn't unique to firearms, but certainly exacerbated by it, which is suicide by firearm, which in Vermont we are well above national levels. In fact, 90% of gun-related deaths in the last 5 years were suicides. And so the question we're evaluating is whether a waiting period for the purchase of a firearm would help reduce that number. So we're taking a look at it more with a public health view than thinking about it as gun control. So that's why we're taking up that particular issue.
Senator Ash, there's a couple of bills that you would like to have a focus on. One of them is an expansion of publicly funded adult dental benefits. Why has that come about?
Earlier this year, I went to the Rutland Regional Medical Center and spoke with primary care doctors who described the number of people who wind up in the emergency room because they have dental pain. And the reason they go to the emergency room for this purpose is because they don't have either any access to dental care or adequate access to dental care. So from our point of view, low and moderate income people who are on our state's Medicaid program, whether they be working age or Medicare age, it is in the public's interest to make sure people are getting the basic dental care they need in a timely manner to avoid the more expensive emergency care. And the bill that came out of our Health and Welfare Committee represents the first major investment in our Medicaid dental program in 30 years. I should issue the caveat that the final reckoning of this bill will be if the money is included in the budget, which I'll be advocating strongly for.
One of the other bills that has gotten a lot of attention is the perfluorinated chemical contamination, the PFOAs and the PFAS contaminants, because in Vermont, Bennington has had to deal with that. We're seeing a lot of that in Hoosick Falls, in New York State, right across the border. Vermont's looking to regulate some of that. How critical do the senators believe it is to get these passed?
S-49 is a bill that's specific to what we are now calling PFAS, which are basically PFOAs and their related chemical compounds. That passed the Senate. And really, learning from what we saw in North Bennington and in Hoosick, we decided that in addition to having standards for the level of chemicals in well water, that same standard should then be applied to public drinking water supplies, which it previously has not been. Another angle to this, we're finding that the leachate at the state's only landfill has compounds in it that may be getting into our rivers and ultimately into Lake Champlain. And so one aspect of the bill asks that our Agency of Natural Resources come back to us with recommendations about what to do about that issue, which of course is also very significant.
We've only discussed a couple of bills, and it's crossover week. How much work is there in the Senate and the committees, and how intense is the work this week?
Well, we've got a whole number of bills that are already in the rearview mirror and on their way to the House right now. A bill banning direct corporate campaign contributions to Vermont candidates for office. We passed a marijuana legalization bill. We passed a bill requiring and paying for testing for lead in every single school's drinking water and child care facilities drinking water in the entire state. We passed a minimum wage increase to $15. So we've already done a significant amount of work. it's almost like midterms for a high school student, where suddenly the reality comes crashing down and people have to cram a lot of work in to be ready for midterms. That's really where we're at in the legislative process. So this week we put in longer than normal hours, and committees have to get a whole bunch of bills out in order to meet our annual crossover deadline when bills have to be out in order to make it to the House. So it's a stressful time, but it's also exciting to watch the result of several months' worth of work start to translate into legislation.
Tim Ash, you are the pro tem in the Senate. How partisan have the debates been? Do you see it Democrat versus Republican versus progressive, or is there a better mesh this, you know, session?
Well, in the Senate for the last 2 years, as I've been president of the Senate, and this year, I've been quite proud of the whole team we have, whether they be Democrat, Republican, or progressive. Most of the major legislation we pass has been either unanimous or near unanimous. And I think in part it's because we have been working to be inclusive of all perspectives every step of the way. So the climate right now is very positive. We're also working very well with the governor and his team, which is a bit of a departure from the last 2 years. They're much more engaged with us. So far it's been a really good climate, one that I think Vermonters should be proud of.
Chittenden County Senator Tim Ash is a Democrat progressive who serves as the Vermont Senate pro tem. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.